back on.
It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And it is Wednesday.
Indeed it is.
And not only is it Wednesday, it is Wendy's Day.
Wendy's? We're going to Wendy's?
No, Wendy Williams is coming to us.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, okay. So yesterday we talked a little bit. Well, we've been talking about it actually for the last week or so. This rumor that is sort of kind of confirmed that Wendy Williams is wanting to make her next act a podcast. And we talked about it yesterday because TMZ was reporting it. Well, they did an interview with her on TMZ Live. Mm-hmm. And this came out pretty close to the end of our show yesterday.
Yeah.
And we did not have an opportunity to watch the interview until after the show.
Yeah.
And with somewhat mixed feelings, we are bringing the interview to you, the people. And this, again, is on TMZ Live. Harvey Levin, and I don't remember who is co-hosting with him in this particular interview, but two people who work at TMZ are doing a live, not a live, but like a Zoom interview.
Yeah.
So we see her. Mm-hmm. So this isn't like Billy Bush on the phone with not Wendy Williams.
Nope, she's in front of the camera.
She's absolutely in front of the camera. And let's just maybe play it and then react to it.
Sure.
We're just going to play the very beginning. It's about a 3-minute interview, but we'll just play about the first minute.
Okay.
It's a big statement for somebody who's been a fixture on television that you just have no interest
anymore.
For
more than a decade.
So tell us about it.
A very successful one.
So Mort and Ira talked, and I was like, you know, I've got enough money to do something else. And what I've never done, podcast, which, by the way, podcast everyone has. But when you're famous, podcast will make more money for me being famous than doing the Wendy Williams show. So podcast, where will I go? I'm not sure. Europe, you know, the France, wherever I want to go. Also, I know Oz. I know, you know, many people. Many people.
I'm wondering if part of the...
Okay, let's pause right there. I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you imagine that that would make a podcast?
So here's the thing, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, but we talked about this story yesterday or the day before. The last time we talked about her having a podcast, it was very clear to me that this was an attempt by somebody in her camp to keep her name out there so that she could do something else. Mm-hmm. And the idea of podcasts obviously stuck. And they reported that she was going to do a podcast with iTunes. That's what Billy Bush said. Well, anybody can do a podcast. Now, in this video, she's like, yeah, anybody can do a podcast. But when you're a celebrity, you make more money. And so she's going to make more money doing a podcast. Here, I'm glad we've heard from her mouth. But I want to say that I don't want to hear from her mouth.
Right.
And here's why. Wendy Williams is clearly having some sort of medical issue. Mm-hmm. She is not the same Wendy Williams that was able to host a Daily Show. I don't know why. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to speculate. I think a lot of people just want to poke fun at the way, because she's not, if you watch this full 3 minutes, you're going to be very troubled by what you're watching, because you're not going to understand all the things that she's saying. It's clear she's not the same Wendy Williams she used to be.
Right.
I don't know what that means or why.
Right.
But I do know that it doesn't seem likely that she's going to be doing that anytime soon. And that just leaves me with a bunch of questions.
Right.
Which I know you have as well.
Right. And my first feeling, very similar to that, was like, I feel like I'm watching something that I'm not supposed to be watching.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm involved in something that is not comfortable.
Yeah.
Because she's not the same. And it's clear to anybody, I would imagine, watching her that this is not, like you said, the Wendy Williams that we've known.
And she's always been like, you know, sort of like colorful in her language. Like she kind of like Wendy just like tells it like it is.
Right.
And she's, you know, going to be funny and silly and goofy and all of those things. But that's not what we just heard.
No.
And I think that there's a tendency for people who maybe aren't paying close attention to be like, what is going on right now? And I get it. I understand that feeling. But the questions that I then have are like, why is TMZ putting this woman? You have two people in Harvey Levin and his co-host who are asking her these questions, mm-hmm. not pushing back on anything mm-hmm. or even pushing back on the obvious, which is you don't seem like yourself, Wendy. What's going on?
Right.
And if she doesn't want to answer those questions, don't do the interview. Why is she being put out in front of the I feel like she's being put out in front of the camera and she's been given talking points.
Well, yes.
Right. And she's not able to do anything other than just repeat the same talking points.
So you can hear when listen, and I will relate to this in the sense that sometimes we will get like a message and from on high that's like, talk about this thing. And I'll be like, okay, I've got the points, but maybe I haven't synthesized what it is that I'm talking about because mm-hmm. it's new or it's fresh or I just don't have an understanding yet of what it is. So I can parrot the talking points.
Yeah.
But that's what I hear from her is that she sat with her manager and her manager has said to her, you're going to make more money podcasting because you're famous.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a podcast. And when you do a podcast, you can do it from wherever you want to be.
Yeah.
And you can hear that she's saying those things, but they're not like connected.
Well, and it's not believable.
In terms of like,
it doesn't sound like we all know when people, I mean, politicians give us talking points every single day of our lives.
Right.
Well, and there's a visual element that listening to it mm-hmm. that you don't get. But I have a theory, Bradley, on why these folks at TMZ are not asking questions of Wendy Williams and they're not having a dialogue.
Okay.
Because they're not having a dialogue.
Mm.
There are edits that you can... When you watch this now, this is just based off of my own observation and I have nothing but my brain to go off of.
I'm snapping.
When you watch this video... They're not talking to Wendy Williams, or at least in that first minute of it, maybe if I play the whole Beautiful Bean footage, that they do have a little bit of a back and forth. But based off of that initial part of the conversation, it feels like Wendy Williams was saying one thing, and then they inserted these two guys to have a conversation to look like they were having an interview.
So almost like she gave them a package.
Yes.
And then they cut it with their questions. Will. So the person who I think is behind this is the person who has been doing all of the talking, which is her manager, Will Selby. And that's who has been talking to TMZ previously. And again,
yeah, this has been edited. I'm looking at this.
Yeah,
this is not a dialogue.
What's interesting about that, and if you're joining us, we're talking about Wendy Williams, this interview Colleen has delightfully shared with us, and by that I'm being somewhat facetious, because it's really disturbing in a way, but it also just lends credibility or lends itself to the theory that we've had all along, which mm-hmm. is like, there is not really a plan. There is somebody who wants to keep her name out there for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we're sort of continuing to peel back the layers of the onion. But I encourage you to watch the whole thing, because at one point she lifts up her foot and shows off her lymphedema.
Yeah.
In a way and she's like, it is not Wendy Williams at her best.
As we've known
and
her.
And I don't say that like, because again, I think there are a lot of people who are going to react to this and say things that are unkind and cruel. Mm-hmm. And it's because she's being put out there when it's not her best. And I don't know what's going on, but I would like somebody, I mean, TMZ, like, look, I don't expect them to be the New York Times or the Washington Post, but could somebody find out what's going on? Because I feel like what did we talk about before Wendy Williams come back on podcast conversation?
Well,
what were we chatting about?
It's actually funny that you should bring that up, because I was going to point out a discrepancy. It was her money situation and the fact that she doesn't have access to her money. And I want to draw your attention to the very first thing she said, which was, I have enough money to do a podcast. And I thought to myself, that's fishy.
Yeah, because I thought you didn't have access to your
money. All of the headlines have been about how you don't have access to your money.
That's why I think somebody needs to do like some journalism and figure out, is Wendy Williams okay? Because it doesn't seem like somebody is doing her any favors right now.
Like a welfare check. And I mean on her whole person and like who's around her.
And she might not be able to answer the question confidently. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I hope that they're going to look at, like you said, the people around her and the things around her, because just talking to her might not give them a complete account of what's actually
going
happening
on.
Because I'm not concerned, or I mean, I'm concerned watching this video that she doesn't know fully what's like, because again, everything she talks about sounds like a talking point, and she kind of just repeats the things and says contradictory things throughout this interview with TMZ.
Yeah.
But I am fascinated at this idea now that Holly has raised, that perhaps this was just, you know, like, here's some video, you guys cut it and paste it. But what's in it for TMZ other than...
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is there some sort of, maybe the clicks, is there some sort of like there's got to be some sort of money changing hands, right?
And, yeah, just having a gossip tabloid relationship between sources and people who publish the content. Now, I will say that there were some cleverly inserted okays and ahas towards the end of that video. But my spider senses are tingling that this perhaps was a very extremely manufactured experience.
It honestly is troubling. Again, to Bradley's point, please search it out and watch it, and watch it with kind eyes.
Yeah.
And some compassion, because I truly don't think there's something else going on, and it's not right.
I know we're struggling to like be careful about our words, because like it matters, and we've been on this road before where you just see something and you're like, you just react to the absurdity of it, but you don't realize this is like an actual person, right?
And this just does not pass any kind of smell test. Wendy. So we'll keep our eye on her as best we can, you know. But if somebody who has any power can go check on Wendy Williams, please, by all means. Also, honestly, I'm going to just say this. Shame on TMZ, honestly.
Yeah, well, I mean, add that to the list of
TMZ's
transgressions.
We'll still read their stories. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Holly's going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly Roberts has arrived with some dirt, but not all the dirt that she can find. Because we've got an issue. But it doesn't matter. We've got dirt.
Yeah.
And it's multiplying.
Mm-hmm.
What's dirty?
Well, Travis Barker. Now, we talked about this in the Dirt Alert update at the top of the hour. It has been revealed that he's in the hospital because he has pancreatitis. And doctors believe it was triggered by a colonoscopy. This according to TMZ.
Okay, wow. That's kind of like scary also for all people who get colonoscopies, which should be everybody at a certain age.
Yeah, once you're 45, usually, I think. Unless you've got a history or your doctor just wants you to check things out.
Yeah,
go
man.
Get your colonoscopy.
Yeah.
So you're saying that his pancreatitis was the result possibly of a colonoscopy?
Yes.
I guess I don't know what pancreatitis is.
Pancreatitis is an inflammation of the pancreas.
Oh. It's a titus of the pancreas.
So obvious.
that's what it is. And it includes symptoms like nausea, intense stomach pain, and vomiting. Now, TMZ has not been told when Travis had the colonoscopy, but they're reporting that it was recent.
Okay.
Boy, he's had a real busy month.
Yeah.
Got married.
Yeah.
Got a camera in his rear.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, listen, when you're with the Kardashians, I mean, he probably has cameras in his rear.
Might be on the next season. You don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be a good thing. That'd be a public service.
That's true.
Absolutely. Now, Travis and Courtney have been married for just over a month, and reports say that Courtney took Travis to a nearby hospital. Then he was taken by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. And that's where the reports really ramped up yesterday, where it's like, ooh, this is concerning. He's dealing with some kind of medical condition. But by all means, seems like he's doing okay. We don't have reports, but perhaps he is, you know, getting the appropriate treatment as we speak.
Good.
Good for him.
Yeah. Good. Anna Kendrick, Bill Hader have apparently broken up, and I take issue with the way that this has been worded.
Ooh, say more.
So Entertainment Tonight reported that Anna Kendrick...
The real good show.
Is it, though? That they ended their two-year relationship quietly. Now, reps for Hader and Kendrick are barely speaking. Hader's rep tells Page Six that they have no comment, but here's what Anna Kendrick's rep tells Page Six. Quote, "It is my company's policy not to comment nor share information regarding our client's personal life." Wait, I take beef with that.
Yeah, rightly.
Because we learned about this relationship between Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader through exclusive stories over at people.com. Now, Colleen and Bradley, what does that mean when an exclusive story is published in a tabloid?
That lady who said they don't talk about personal stuff was talking about personal stuff.
Yeah, they just only talk about the personal stuff they want to talk about. Mm-hmm. So you only get the good news on the front end.
When we're ready to talk
bad
about
news
it, not when we
on
act.
The back yeah. end.
Exactly. It's like Anna Kendrick's people, don't be shaming us for mm-hmm. asking questions about your relationship that allegedly, supposedly was quiet.
Stop taking notes from the Kardashians.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be a while before we get another installment of James Bond, you guys. I know. Mark your calendars for an undetermined date in the near future, at least 2 years away.
James, it's going to fly by, you
guys.
It's
going to be fine. It's going to
go
by so fast.
You saw one, right? You finally saw one?
James Bond. Yeah, I saw Goldfinger.
Was it Goldfinger?
Yeah.
I thought you saw the one with Daniel Craig.
No.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen an old one.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why for some reason. But anyway, the moral of the story is Colleen was not a 007er. And so I think, forced you at one point mm-hmm. to go see one.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is, like, the thing that bugs me about this story is not that it's going to take 2 years or whatever. I mean, welcome to the world that we live in. But it's going to take 2 years to start production, which means we're not getting a film for probably 3 or 4
right.
years. So TikTok, it's just, like, I don't understand the need to, you know. I get that you want to change things up, but what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, and how did they put it? They said they have to... redevelop who 007 is, and that takes time.
Yeah, Barbara Broccoli told Deadline.com, "We're reinventing who he is, and that takes time."
Listen, I feel like just go on a corporate retreat. You should have that spun out in like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, go do some zip lining.
Works for, you know, Target.
Yeah, do a trust fall. I think
maybe even walk on some coals.
Yeah,
maybe have James Bond do those things.
Oh, uh-huh.
He goes to a corporate retreat. Ooh, now see, we could do
now
this.
There's a
we'll
movie.
Workshop this by 3 o'clock. So, Barbara,
it'll be
if
great.
You're listening, Babs Broccoli, as
Ms.
I like to
Broccoli.
Call her. All right.
All right. You know what her middle name is? It's
no, I don't actually, and I don't want to know because it's going to be dumb.
I want to know.
It? Chopin. Barb Chopin Broccoli.
Okay. That was the most absurd attempt at like working in things that nobody has any clue about under the age of 45.
Chopin Broccoli.
And Holly. Because Holly's just, she's an honorary old person.
Dana Carvey, Saturday Night Live.
Google it. Chopin.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Like a callback like that.
Ariana Grande's longtime stalker has been put behind bars again after breaking into her home on her 29th birthday. This person named Aaron Brown repeatedly violated restraining orders from Grande in the past, was arrested over the weekend, and they were going bye-bye in the car.
Oh, that's so scary. That is so scary. I'm glad she's safe.
Yes.
I'm glad he's locked up. And I'm glad that Dana Carvey... is chopping broccoli. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show,
wasn't that special?
Holly Roberts is going to bring us some. She might actually.
Oh God.
Some pop culture mysteries. We're going to solve them after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve right here on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yes, it is.
And that over there is Holly Roberts. She has sifted through the litter box of pop culture mysteries, blind items. She has found us the almond rocas. She will deliver them. We will solve them after, or right here in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Oh, that was
Blinded by the Item.
Yummy. gossip treats for Colleen and Bradley. Like
yummy.
This one. This former late night actor turned A-minus list movie actor turned A-plus slash A-list television actor is hooking up with someone who is not his on-again, off-again girlfriend.
Bill Hader?
Oh, that was a good journey.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have that girlfriend anymore.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she found out of her.
Yeah. So Bill Hader... allegedly, supposedly, maybe hooking up with someone who's not his on again, off again girlfriend, Anna Kendrick.
Ooh.
Hence the breakup announcements.
Now, I wish I don't want to make you go back into the bag of pop culture mysteries, but do you remember what that old blind item was about them before, about their relationship? Because there's something about it that seemed weird.
The relationship?
Or like, yes. Not that the relationship was not real or whatever. Just the way that the breakup announcement kind of rolled out, and that you and I both remembered that there was some blind item about it. There's something that's funky. And I can't remember what it smells like.
Here's some funkiness.
Blinded by the item.
Perhaps you're taking a whiff of this from back in January.
Okay.
It is interesting that in the past 2 weeks, there's been a lot of hate leveled at Anna Kendrick. Because of all the hate, Anna Kendrick pulls out one of the internet's favorite fanfic actors, Bill Hader, and tries to get everyone to like her. And it'll only make it worse. So Anna Kendrick leverages relationship, her on-again, off-again relationship with Bill Hader, in the publicationship sense, to get a little goodwill for her.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be surprising. But what's surprising now is like, well, you're obviously attempting to get more attention from this, but because it didn't work, which I don't know. There's unanswered questions with these two. And I also, like, why are we... is this a couple we were... So there's more to be revealed.
Yeah, there's something else in the fridge that we're going to have to sniff around for. It might be in the crisper.
Oh, it's melted.
Mm. Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. Take a whiff of this. This A-plus slash A-list mostly movie actor who got his start on a hit television show should have just stayed silent. Instead, he just told a series of lies. And which can easily be fact-checked from his previous statements, and he played the victim.
Ooh, is this
Alec
like a...
Baldwin? No, I don't know.
Is this like a Matthew Perry situation?
No.
Okay, so we're talking about hit TV series A-plus list actor?
This person's big.
So...
Chris Pratt.
He's A-plus? Gross.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about him later, but fill in the blanks.
So Chris Pratt got his start on Parks and Recreation.
I liked him on that show.
Yeah.
Should have just stayed silent on a number of things. Instead, Chris Pratt told a series of lies, which can easily be fact-checked from his previous statements. And, by the way, Chris Pratt played the victim, which we talked about yesterday.
You know what those lies are?
I mean, all of them?
Yes, but specifically, I think from the story, because I went through and read, because I was like, I need to understand the totality of this experience.
Was it about his religious affiliations?
Yes.
Yeah, because he basically started a church.
Well, the piece that I read referred to his denial that he was in Hillsong.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And you read on later, though, that he is a member of a church called Zoe Kravitz. That's not the name of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But as anyone who can Google would understand, Zoe is affiliated with or considered, you know, de facto a part of the church, the Hillsong Church.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally says in that interview, like, I don't know anyone from that church. And you're like, okay, I mean, I could Google this. Do you really want me to do that?
Yeah.
So at least that's one way where he's not being totally honest with the public.
Yeah. He's... I hardly had respect for him. I have less respect for him after that.
Okay.
Honestly.
Why did you not have respect for him?
I just, you know, I think I always got the impression, not always, because I did, like I said, I liked him on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
But I've gotten the impression from him since he married Catherine Schwarzenegger, that like he's all about what he thinks he wants people to think of him.
Yeah,
not who he really is.
It's a presentation and a performance,
and
right?
And he like manipulates the story in such a way that you're just like, I don't feel anything authentic from you.
Well, and you know, I hasten to do this right this moment, but we're going to talk about him later because he's going to show up in the D-Mag segment, but not for this thing. So I think we can talk about this thing briefly, which is he says contradictory things. He says he's not religious because of all the bad stuff he thinks is attached to religion. But then he's a part of this church and speaks about religion. And you're like, so I don't know what we're doing right now because you're trying. I feel like you're trying to have it both ways because you think it's uncool over here to attach yourself to a religion. But then over here you do because you think that it's cool or whatever.
He's trying to appeal to everyone.
To your point is, and I don't need to get into his like liturgy or whatever word you would use, but he's just looks like he's not being honest with us. And we can smell that from a mile away. Am I right?
Right.
Sir, this isn't a Burger King.
Thank you.
To have it your way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. This permanent A-plus list tennis player has a small camera crew with her. Apparently, it is a documentary about her final few months as a pro.
Oh, well, oh, I'm assuming.
Is it a Williams? Is it a Serena?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Serena Williams has a small camera crew with her, and apparently they're filming a documentary about her final few months as a pro.
Interesting. I'm not surprised, but do we know that there's a forthcoming announcement? I mean, I know we can assume, and she's had an amazing career. But is that something we were aware of, that she might be wrapping that up?
Not necessarily, but I suppose that it's one of those things that at any point in time, anyone could say that, hey, I'm kind of done now.
Yeah. Well, I will look forward to that documentary.
Okay. Wonderful.
Probably an HBO Max, right?
Isn't HBO Max?
I mean the good stuff is.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the best streaming service.
I love it.
Except when you get that 3-2-1 thing, when it stops streaming. Does that happen to you?
No.
What?
Oh. HBO Max fails all the time.
Oh, no.
You get a 3-2-1.
I never get the 3-2-1.
We need to get you a better internet connection, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by the item.
Let's see. Let's go to the following. Let's all go to the movies. An air-cooled movie. The Rogue Juror in the Madame Procure abuser trial is pitching a documentary to streaming services.
This is that Ghislaine Maxwell juror. It's like juror number 5 or 10 or 50. I don't know what the number of the juror was, but is this the one though that potentially could lead to a mistrial?
Allegedly, supposedly, maybe.
Yeah, who didn't apparently. I don't know the details, but the headline would have you believe this person did not disclose some abuse.
Ugh.
I think, which people believe will lead to an appeal. Saying that this juror was not impartial.
I just want to go, I'll go on record and just say this, okay?
Let me get my court report stenographer equipment out.
Thank you. If you are chosen for jury duty and they ask you questions, answer them truthfully and completely. Because how many times are we going to do this?
And if you're like if it's anything like the experience I had in our own fair metropolis, you had to fill out like paperwork beforehand, answering very specific questions, and they were things related to the trial, what are your opinions on blank? Do you have a history of blank? Does anyone in your family have a history of blank? Do people that look at you funny on the sidewalk have a history of blank?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does anybody that you've ever seen with your eyeballs have a history of blank? I mean, they're very thorough. And so if you don't answer that thoroughly and then something comes up later, it's going to be because of you.
And do
make
you really
our justice
be,
system work,
please. Do you
please?
Really want to be the reason that Ghislaine Maxwell is out and about walking free?
Well, especially if the thing that you weren't honest about is a history of abuse.
Yeah.
And this is somebody who's been guilty of a type of abuse.
I'm curious, though, what this documentary is about.
I'm a curious, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm a curious.
Well, we'll see if somebody wants to buy it.
But listen, but here's the thing. I would rather have Ghislaine Maxwell behind bars than her documentary.
Yeah.
Meaning, his documentary.
Wasn't it a he?
I don't know. This juror's, I mean, you know, I'm still on record, but yes, I don't need your documentary.
I want her behind bars.
Yeah.
Justice.
She's gross.
Justice.
Thank you, Holly, for all of those blind items.
You did a great job.
You really did.
I'm really impressed. Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I have the most publationship headline of all time.
Fabulous.
That we are going to talk about after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. You okay over there, trainer?
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley trainer. Holly Roberts, we're going to hang out with you until 3 o'clock if we make it.
We got so much fun stuff to talk about.
How about one of the things, really, it's a term we originated here on the Colleen and Bradley show, not to break our arms patting ourselves on the back. It's called a publationship.
Yeah.
And I've brought you, I mean, I don't want to oversell this, but literally the most publationship headline of all publationship history.
Drum roll, please.
So there's a publationship that we call Wilde and Stiles. Who are they?
We haven't heard about Harry Styles and Martha Wilde in a long time. It's Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Correct.
But they've been kind of in the background.
Well, all signs point to the fact that you are going to be hearing about them a lot. And here's why.
Oh!
Here's that publationship headline that, as I said, is the publationshipest headline of all. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are reportedly shifting their relationship from low profile to red carpet ready. That's like when you say, I'm going to take this day look tonight.
Jeez. This is really weird. Who says that?
A source, but also right. In any relationship you've ever been in, maybe you'll say to yourself, I think I might be ready to get a little more serious with this person.
Sure,
right?
Like I'm going to put it on the Insta.
Yeah, like you have
make
that
it
moment.
Insta-ficial.
But you don't say the words. Boy, we were really low profile, but now we're going Instagram.
Hey kids, we're taking this Insta-ficial. I know I've been real low key on my relationship status, but I'm about to liven it up for your entertainment.
Get ready.
Okay, what's the source and who's the source and what are they saying?
Thank you for asking. Okay, so first of all, as you know, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles have been together since January of 2021. How did they meet?
They met on the set of a film she's directing and he's acting in.
Exactly. And they started to go out and be seen out in the streets of London, like kind of holding hands, maybe walking in groups together. I feel like they were trying to float it out there to see if it got, you know, tongues wagging. And apparently it did. But according to the source, the initial reason they didn't really want a whole lot of attention on them was because of her kids, Otis and Daisy, that she shares with Jason Sudeikis. Quote, at first they were very aware of how others would perceive their relationship. So for the sake of her kids and Jason Sudeikis, they wanted to keep things low profile. This is what a source told Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
Then, remember some of the stuff that has happened since they took their low profile relationship
to red carpet ready, low, whatever.
It's not quite there yet.
Okay.
It's like in the mid phase. Remember what happened? And this was like a bad press kind of moment. Remember at CinemaCon?
Oh, there was that weird process server who showed up to give her divorce papers from Jason Sudeikis, which he claims he didn't know anything about, but it was really awkward for her and kind of scary.
Ding, ding, ding. But now I want to also point something else out. So that happened and that was kind of a weird stain on, I don't know. It wasn't a stain on anybody. It was just like a weird thing that people got caught up in, and it was a conversation piece and it was awkward. But what's coming up? Do you know?
I would imagine the release of her film.
Don't Worry, Darling, okay, which is the film that she directed, that he acted in it in.
Oh.
And so the insider has revealed they're in such a good place and they're so confident in their relationship. You know, privacy is still really important to both of them, but they also want to live their lives authentically. And so you're probably going to see a little more PDA and speaking about each other publicly. Why do you think that is?
Because her movie's coming out. And they're going to sell the relationship. I mean, this is, you guys, this is Publationship 101. This is why people have, this is why celebrities use their relationships for publicity, because it will literally drive people to the theaters, which, you know, again, no shame. I don't know what's really going on between the sheets with those two, and best of luck to them. I hope they get real, you know,
freaky,
turny, or whatever floats their particular boats. Or not, you know, maybe it's a total business relationship and that's fine too. But this is just so obvious.
Well, either
it's
way,
so obvious. It's,
that's the thing about it is, like, yes, we see publationships at work all the time. Usually it's a little more, you have to take a little more skill to figure out when they're ramping
this, when they're
up,
like beating you over the head with like an inflatable mallet.
Yeah, they're announcing that they're going to really ramp this thing up. I mean, truly, the quote that kills me.
Yeah.
Fans might see a little more PDA and speaking about each other publicly. Like, oh, good. Let me write that in my calendar so I know what to expect.
You know, because somebody's going to, like, your husband's going to walk by and go, why is that Olivia Wilde talking more about that Harry Styles? And you go, well, honey, they've decided to take their publationship to red carpet ready.
So weird. What? Like, it's an outfit. Literally, they're this talking about
marketing.
The relationship.
This is
like
marketing run amok. This is somebody at a PR firm that sent a email over to She Knows, which is the publication responsible for this drivel. She Knows.
Which I also just, don't get me started. I won't go that direction. I just hate the name of that publication. It's so dumb.
Also, headlines from said publication: embracing this divorce while his wife was pregnant saved Carson Daly's marriage. She served him with a sleep divorce.
Yeah. Meaning they sleep in different beds.
Yeah.
In bedrooms.
You know what they say about that?
What?
Nothing, because nobody cares.
Also, Alex Guarnaschelli just shared her tip for cutting ripe summer tomatoes.
Oh, good. Did she share that with Kendall Jenner by any chance?
How do you not cut tomatoes well?
You don't want to be all...
There's like one way of cutting a tomato, right?
Use that serrated knife. It really helps things out.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. What if that's her tip? Do you want me to find out?
Yes, please. Please do find out what her tip is.
Thankfully.
But just the tip.
She just posted a video. According to the Star, you should pay attention to the direction in which you cut your tomatoes.
Wait, I have a question. Just without even looking at the article. What direction do you cut your tomatoes?
I usually cut mine to the east.
Oh, yeah. So I like to look north, but cut west. No, but really, like when you're cutting your tomato.
I cut up and down? I don't know.
I cut off the bottom first, and then I go that way.
Okay.
Instead of going sideways. Is that what she's trying to say?
Many people use the stem end as the guide for slicing them in half, but according to Alex, cutting tomatoes horizontally is a better bet.
Oh, that's what I do. My serrated knife.
When you cut it horizontally? No, that's vertically.
I don't know.
She's saying like this.
No, I don't want to do that. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what beloved TV